I'm Gavin Ingalls, and this is called Stomp 59. Billy loved to do the stomp more than anything else in the world. Sure, he liked his car, a 56 Cadillac Series 62 coupe with a gleaming red body and long lines of cool chrome. That car took him anywhere he wanted to go on a single tank of gas and waited patiently in the rain to take him home again. Sure, he liked his girl, Sal, a pretty pert blonde who wore white dresses with red polka dots and talked like a little waterfall. She held his hand tight and gasped at the monster movies, and when he parked at Lover's Lookout, she knew how to make time itself stand still. Billy liked his whole life, greasing back his inky hair, driving and styling, cruising the neighbourhood and stopping for malts, but he still loved to do the stomp more than anything else. He didn't hold with the bands that the Cats on the Corner played, Wally Martin and the Marshalls, Clyde Branton, the Detroit Six. Billy only listened to a heavier groove, the Steelbacks, the Frankensteiners and the Ravenettes. Billy needed those meaty, mighty beats to do the stomp. The stomp came on Billy at unpredictable times. Sometimes he would be at the dance hall with Sal, and it was okay. She knew to keep clear, to go take a powder maybe while he planted those feet square and true, shuffling to the pounding bass. His ass swiveled with the twanging of the guitar, and the combined effect drove a fearsome engine that tilted his upper half, leaning him back and forward as his elbows marked squares in the air. While doing the stomp, Billy saw nothing, smelt nothing, tasted nothing, only heard the wholesale deliverance of the beat and felt the true rhythm of his own heart. Billy did the stomp. Other times, it was less convenient. They would be turning onto Broadway and the Razor Blades would come on the radio. Billy had to pull over, leap onto the sidewalk and do the stomp right there in front of whoever was passing. Other times it was at the drive-in, or the diner, or the gas station, or outside a church. Then came one terrible day in 1959, when Billy and Sal were driving down Main Street, taking in the sun at a leisurely pace. The Zombie Hombres came on the radio, but there was a pickup delivering pumpkins on the sidewalk, so Billy just stepped straight out and did the stomp right there in the incoming lane. He was underneath the milk tanker before the driver could even get the brakes on. The doctors thought he was going to pull through, but when they told him he would never walk again, let alone do the stomp, Billy's broken body sagged in its bed. He passed away next morning as the first rays of the sun touched his withered quiff. They buried Billy out back of the radio station, and every mourner brought a wireless set so they could do the stomp together one last time for Billy. As the coffin was lowered into the grave, the distinctive sound of Vincent and the Voltages filled the air. But as his friends and relations gyrated in a poor imitation of Billy, it seemed that from inside the casket itself, there came a regular, rhythmic bumping.